Yud Zayin Elul, Friday the 23rd of August, Rabbi Yoel Aberman, a bracha on Hafoshes Masrus.
Morning, everyone. I'd like to just talk today about this week's parsha. We find the mitzvah of Vidui Masrus. That means twice in every 7 years, a person has to come in the fourth year, the seventh year, and he's got to say Vidui Masrus. It's a parsha. And in the middle of the parsha, it says you've got to say a few things, Vidui. So, V'omata lefnei Hashem alekecho. You tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bi'ati HaKadosh min habayis. When it came the time to get rid of everything which you have at home, I got rid of it. V'gam nesativ, I gave all the matonis which I was supposed to give, I gave. I gave to Levi, to the Ger, Yosem al-Amona. All what you commanded me to do, I've done. I wasn't over on any of the mitzvahs, and I didn't forget to do anything. Seems like a double lotion. I wasn't over on anything, but I never forgot. What's saying it twice? So the Mishnah at the end of Maaseh Sheni, there's the Mishnah, the last period where the Mishnah says like this. Leuvati mitzvah sechu is referring to that there's aloha chumas masrus. You can't be mafresh from one mean on another mean. You have to give trumas to masters. You have apples, you've got to give apples for apples. You can't give apples for oranges. You can't be mafresh from mean al she'ein amina. You can't be mafresh from something which is tulish, you already cut it off the tree, on something which is mechibba. You got to be tulish al tulish, you can't be mafresh from mechibba. That's all the halachas of trumas to masters. That's what it means. Le'uvati mi mitzvah secha wasn't even any of the mitzvahs of trumas to masters. The next thing is v'lo shechachti. What is that? I didn't forget. It says the Mishnah v'lo shechachti milavarechachu. I didn't forget to make a brocha. So which brocha is the Mishnah referring to? What brocha are we talking about? So you look in the Batanira. The Batanira says v'lo shechachti milavarechachu because there's a chiyuv to make a brocha when a person is separated trimus to masters. A person has to make a brocha. Asher kedishonu b'mitzvayis v'tzivonu lahafrish. Wherever he's being mafresh, if it's masterishin, masterishin, if it's truma gedoler, trumas masters, chala, wherever you're separating, you've got to make a brocha. So he's saying, I never forgot to make a brocha. That's how the Batanura learns. And Rashi, by us, on the Torah, Rashi says, what's v'lo shechachti, milivarechachu, to make a brocha ala afrosha asa masters. Fine. Rashi in brochas, memum at the base, Rashi says the same, Rashi says clearly, the Gemara there brings this Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni, and Rashi says clearly, "Boruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvayis v'tzivonu al afroshas masrus." Fine, that's how Rashi learns. The Rishonim, the Ritvoim Brochas Memamot Beis, says different pshat. That's not the brocha which the Torah is referring to. The brocha which the Torah is referring to over here is the normal brocha achrona which a person has to make after a person eats. I gave trumas to masters, and after the person gives trumas to masters, then he eats the tour. He can eat the whatever is being separated, then he can eat the rest. So the brocha which you make afterwards when you've eaten, the brocha achrena, that's the brocha we're referring to. Because it seems like the Ritva had some difficulty over here. The Ritva didn't understand. If it's like Rashi, and like the other Rishonim, this brocha which you're supposed to make on trumas to masters is the biggest on mitzvahs. You're doing a mitzvah of separating trumas to masters, you got to make a brocha. That brocha is only a chiv midrabonon. We know all birkas are mitzvahs. The whole chiv to make birkas are mitzvahs is only a chiv midrabonon. The only exception to that is birkas atir. Birkas atir which we say every morning, that's the only brocha which we find is a chiv d'oraisa. We learn that from the apostle, birkas amos, this is going to be mitzvahs, yeah. Huh? Yeah, but it's not birkas mitzvahs. I'm talking about birkas, yeah, you're right, yeah. Birkas are mitzvahs, the only birkas, brocha you make on a mitzvah is a chiv d'oraisa. We learn that from the apostle, kishem Hashem ekra of a goydele lekenu, is a chiv d'oraisa to every morning before you learn, say birkas mitzvahs. Of all the other birkas mitzvahs, all chiv only midrabanan. Person midrabanan, you don't have to make a brocha. So how can you say this posuk where the Torah says lo shechachti? The posuk means I didn't forget to make a birkas mitzvahs. But the birkas mitzvahs is only chiv midrabanan. That's why there it fall. And the Shittu Mekubetz also says this pshat over there. If we're not talking about the birkas mitzvahs. We're talking about the brocha achrona, like you said, which is birkas mosn after you've eaten. So if we're talking about obviously that. You had the tvua, you had, and you made bread, and you, some say tuma, you made bread, and you haven't baked some mozen, chiv de rice. But they want to say it's trying the ritva, because the ritva's shit is, not only on baked some mozen, when a person has bread, afterwards you have to make On me'en sholosh, on shiva saminim. When a person eats something with shiva saminim, the chiv me'en sholosh, all samim shonim which hold, is a chiv deraisa. So memela, if you have anything which from shiva saminim which is growing and you're eating it and you're making a bracha after you've separated from asamalsus, so that's the chiv deraisa to say me'en sholosh. So man, that's why the Ritzvot wasn't happy with Rashi's pshat, and the Ritzvot said, we're talking over here about Bikis, Samoz, Noma, and Sholosh, which is the Chiv deraisa, and that's what the Torah says, Lo Shechachti, I never forgot to make this broch. I had a difficulty understanding the Ritzvot. This Pasha is a Pasha which we're talking about, Vidui Masters. Something to do with Masters, all the mitzvahs which are associated with Trumas and Masters, we're saying, I never forgot. If it's referring to Bikis Amozen, what's that got to do with Trumas and Masters? Whatever a person eats, a person has to say Bikis Amozen. So why Dafke now you have to make, I'm making a video, I never forgot to say Bikis Amozen. What's got to do with Trumas and Masters? Say when I ate in the middle of the year, I never forgot to say Bikis Amozen. How does it come in here? Secondly, these halachas, which says in the Psukim, if a person, for example, he was over from all the 7 years where he took Trumas and Masters, by mistake he did something, he was separated, Mimina al She'eino Minoi, from one mean another mean, he can't say, it's ma'akiv, he can't say the video anymore. Mechaz Chinuch says clear, mitzvah tofresh zayin, once you've done something wrong, you can't say, lo'evati mitzvah secha, you were over something. And the same thing Mechaz Chinuch wants to say, if lo shechachti, if once you forgot to say the brocha, that's it, you can't say video anymore. So, if it's like Rashi, I can understand, if it's talking about the brocha of Trumas and Masters, so I can understand, it's to do with Trumas and Masters, if I got to say that brocha, that's it, it's ma'akiv the video, you can't say any more video. If we're talking about Stam, it's a big Samozen, why should that be ma'akiv the video? It's something nothing to do with Trumas and Masters. So then there it's four and the Shittim HaKvetzis Pshat, the Chavis L'Shver, what's it got to do with Trumas and Masters? So let's come back to Rashi. So we've got Rashi, the Batanura, they both went Pshat. They were talking about the brocha of the Bikis HaMitzvahs, the brocha which you say, Asher Kedishonah B'mitzvahs V'svonah L'Hafresh Trumas and Masters. So we come back to the original question, that the Chiv is only Midrabonon. So if the Chiv is only Midrabonon, how can you learn from this Pasuk? So the obvious teres would be that you're right, it's only a Chiv Midrabonon, and the Pasuk is Asmachta Ba'omer. But it doesn't mean it's not a proper drosha, Lo Shochachti, that Tam comes to tell you it's a Chiv Deraisa. Of course it's a Chiv Deraisa. It's only Asmachta Midrabonon. I can find many places that there's something which is only Midrabonon, and they found a remez in the Pasuk. Asmachta Ba'omer. And that's how the places Yomtev and Master Sheni, the Mashoi, Brochus, they both go with the same Mahaloch. This whole drasha is Lo Shechachti is talking about only a brocha midrabonon and sasmachta ba'alma. Fine. Let's go over now. The Mizrahi suggests a different pshat. He wants to learn pshat in Rashi. Rashi doesn't mean it's only midrabonon. That's not the pashas. Chiv deraisa. How can it be a chiv deraisa to make a brocha? Says the Mizrahi, and the same thing the Maral in Gur Aris says the same. Rashi doesn't mean. Or in other words, Rashi is just quoting a Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mean the brocha, the whole nusach of the brocha, to say that's a chiv deraisa. We're not talking about that brocha. That brocha is only midrabonon. It means over here the special Indian to give hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shvach v'hoidah l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After a person has separated Trumas and Masters, he's thanking Hashem. I was zeichet to be mekayem in so many mitzvahs. Person has a field, he can be mekayem so many mitzvahs. He's giving trum to the kohen, to the lady, and to the poor person, and challah, and he's giving so many mitzvahs. He's thanking Hashem for having the schus to give all these mitzvahs to different people. So Meila, that's the chiv deraisa. Not to say that about the nusach of the brocha, that chazal on the second. Oh, but the chiv of shvach v'yedor, to thank Hashem that you are zeichet to be mekayem this mitzvah, that's the chiv deraisa. Sounds a good pshat. Chiv deraisa, especially, yeah, with the masters, especially when a person managed to be zeichet to be mekayem this mitzvah, he's got a chiv deraisa to do this shvach v'yedor. Oh, but the question is, there's a Gemara in Brochus that's a memo on this. The Gemara says, brings the machlekes, every time a person makes a brocha, Rav says, kol brocha she'ein bo'az koras shem, any brocha which you don't say Hashem's name, ain't a brocha, it's not considered a brocha. Sometimes you know people that say Agoyim will say without Shem and Malchus, it's not called a brocha. Brocha, it's not called a brocha, ain't a brocha. Comes a Beirchanan, the Beirchanan said, no, it's not enough. You have to say Shem and Malchus. Alekeinu melech ha'olam. It's not good enough just to mention Hashem's name. A brocha which hasn't got Malchus is also not considered a brocha. Comes along the Gemara says, I've got a raya to Rav. It's enough to say Hashem's name. Where's his raya? From this Mishnah. So, he brings a braisa, the Sanya. The Sanya we learned in the braisa. On this pasuk, lo yovati mi mitzvah yisecho, ve lo shochachti. So Leuvati Mimitzvah Tzrecho says the Braisa. I never forgot, and I was never over Milavarechacho in Milahaskir Shemecho. I never forgot to make a bracha and to mention your name. So says Rav, so we see from this Braisa that what's the bracha? Milavarechacho, Lahaskir Shemecho, just to say Hashem's name. It doesn't say Malchus. So we see from here, bracha is enough to say Hashem's name. Says Rabbi Yechon, and the Gemara answers, no. You have to add in an extra word, Milahaskir Shemecho, and Malchus. So you add in, you have to say Malchus as well. So the Gemara they're discussing, from this pasuk, from this drosh of Leshachachti Milavarechacho, brings the bracha. From here we learn out that every bracha has to have a Shem, or according to Rabbi Yechon, a Shem and Malchus. So how could you say that this whole drosha is only to shvach v'hoidor, like the Mizrachi and the Gurari want to say, doesn't mean really a brocha. Brocha is only midrabanon. The whole drosha is coming to tell us, only a chiv of shvach v'hoidor. So how can you learn out from here that whenever you make a brocha, you have to say Shem and Malchus? The Braisa is not talking about a brocha, and maybe a brocha is without Shem and Malchus. Here we're talking about something completely different. It's tam shvach v'hoidor. And this question that Tosfos Yomtov, the Maaseh Sheni, asks on the Mizrachi, and he blabs shvach. And therefore, he says, like we said earlier, it must be, it's only a smachta ba'alma, and it's only midrabanan. How can you say it's deraisa? So, it's a very strong question on the Mizrachi. It comes along the Nodi Behuda, the Tzlach, on the play, and Brochus, and he says, a gewaldige pshat to be miyash of the Mizrachi. Mamish, emes la'amite. He says, if you medayik the Gemara says there, when the Gemara brings the machlekes, Rav and Berichanan, if you have Brochus, have Shem or Shem or Malchus, and the Gemara brings a riot to Rav, the Gemara says, the son, you learned in the Braisa, Lo'yovati mimitzvoisecho, ve'lo'yishachachti. What's the son? We just said earlier, it's a Mishnah in the end of Maaseh Sheni. Why are you bringing me a Braisa? Where is this Braisa? It's a Mishnah. So the Pnei Shua there says, maybe it's a mistake, you go to Taka say, Disnan, it's a Taka, a Mishnah. And if you look actually in the Rosh, the Rosh, when he brings the Gemara, Taka says, Disnan. So it could be it's a mistake. Says the Tzlach, no. He says, if you look carefully, there's a slight difference between the way the Gemara brings the Braisa, and what it says in the Mishnah. We quoted earlier the Mishnah, that there's two parts to this pasuk. There's Le'ovati Mimitzvei Secho, and from there we learn out, I didn't over in any halachas to mafresh from min, she'en eminoi, and the second part is Le'shachachti, I never forgot to make a brocha. Whereas when the Gemara brings the Braisa of the Sanya, the Gemara just puts them both together. Le'ovati Mimitzvei Secho, Milavarechacho, from making a brocha. It's all talking about the same thing, making a brocha. So the Braisa doesn't dash from Le'ovati Mimitzvei Secho that I wasn't mafresh mimina al she'eino emino. So it seems like it's some, there's the Mishnah, there's the Braisa. So it's two separate things. So what's the pshat? Says the Tzlach, a gewaldig pshat. Says the Tzlach, really you have to understand. To learn like the Tosfos Yomtov, that the whole thing is only midrabanan. You can't say that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Le'ovati Mimitzvei Secho, tells you, I wasn't mafresh, mimin al she'eino emino. That's a din d'oraisa. You mustn't separate from one mean on another mean. So how can you say, in one Mishnah, half the Mishnah is talking about din d'oraisa. Le'ovati Mimitzvei Secho, that's a din d'oraisa, that I never forgot, to be mafresh, mimin al she'eino emino. And Le'shachachti Milavarechacho is a drabonon. The same Mishnah. You say, half the sentence is d'oraisa, the other half is drabonon. So therefore, in the Mishnah, you have to say that the Mishnah, like the Mizrach, is deraisa. Why is it deraisa? Shvach v'idur. However, in the Braisa puts them all together. The Braisa doesn't dash them from Le'ovati Mimitzvei Secho that I didn't separate mimin al she'eino emino. The Braisa learns from everything. Le'ovati Mimitzvei Secho v'le'shachachti. It's all coming to teach us the inner of the brocha. Oh, so in the Braisa, you could say that that's talking about the chiv drabon, to make a brocha. So Memele says the Tzlach is gewaldig. You know why the Gemara brings the Braisa, not the Mishnah? It's a Braisa taka. No, the Gemara is actually correct. The Gemara brings, over here the Braisa, the Gemara didn't want to bring the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah, where it says there, you have to make a brocha, that brocha must be a deraisa, and that's like the Mizrachi, and the Guari will say, what does it mean deraisa? Shvach v'hoidor. And from there you couldn't learn out, Shem and Malchus, there's nothing to do with the brocha. Whereas the Braisa, where the Braisa learns everything out from Le'ovati Mimitzvei Secho, everything is talking about brocha. Ah, so that brocha, you could say, is a proper brocha, a drabonon, and a chlam, it's a asmachta ba'om, like the Tosfos Yomtov said, that's coming to tell us, a brocha, and from there, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan can learn out, that you have to say either Shem or Malchus when you come to say a brocha. So maybe there's mamash gewaldig, the dirk, where it's like two separate things, there's a Mishnah, there's a Braisa, and that's why the more only brings the Braisa, and from there we can learn out, a brocha has to be with Shem or Malchus. So that's to answer the Tosfos Yomtov question on the from this Gemara. So we have an answer from the Tzlach.
However, there's another Gemara
where this Gemara seems to be a proper contradiction. Mamash often a kasher. There's no teretz. There's another Gemara brochas daf tesvok amadalos. The Gemara says there's a Mishnah in Trumas where the Mishnah says a cheresh, which medaber ve'enish shemea ve'enem medaber. He can't speak. Says the Mishnah, he can't take truma. He can't take truma. He can't make a brocha. So such with lechatchila, he shouldn't take truma. But if he took truma, even though he didn't say he can't speak, he can't say a brocha. Truma say truma. His truma is a good truma. Says the Mishnah. There the Mishnah. The Mishnah there is talking about when somebody says krishma ve'lo yishmi ala oznov. Somebody he can't hear lo yishmi ala oznov if he's yotze krishma or not. And Rabbi Yossi says you're not yotze krishma because if you can't hear what you're saying, you're not yotze krishma. So the one who's on this Mishnah, who's it going according to? The Mishnah of Trumas says Rav Chizda, the Mishnah can go even according to Rabbi Yossi. When does Rabbi Yossi say that if a person can't hear what he's saying, he's not Yotze? That's only because Krishma is Deiraisa. So Krishma is Deiraisa, so if you can't hear what you're saying, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. Or when it comes to Truma, where the Brocha is only Midrabonon, so because the Brocha is only Midrabonon, so Mamela there, Rabbi Yossi would agree that even though you can't hear the bracha, or you can't. Maybe it's Rabbi Nishimei. You can't hear the bracha which you're saying. So even though you can't hear the bracha which you're saying, it's only midrabanan. So maybe it's not ma'akev. So we have krishma, and we have a bracha of truma. So the question is mashma from the Gemara. If the bracha would be deiraisa, then it would have the same din as truma. It would have the same din as krishma. That truma also, the truma wouldn't be a good truma. In truma, say truma. Only because the brocha is only midrabanan, so mele is not ma'akiv. The truma is a good truma. That's the Gemara. If you're going to learn like the Mizrach and the Guaria, besides the chiv of a brocha derabanan, there's still some chiv deiraisa to give shvach v'oidot. That's how the Mizrachi learns. That there's a chiv deiraisa to say thank you to Hashem after you've given a truma to masters. No. So why is the truma a good truma? Brocha is derabanan. Very good brocha is derabanan. But besides the chiv of a brocha derabanan, there's also a chiv shvach v'oidot, which has deiraisa. From Lo Shechachtim and Lo Rechecho, there's a Chiv Deiraisa. So why isn't that Ma'akiv the Truma? If it's Deiraisa, there should be Ma'akiv the Truma. So why does the Mishnah say that somebody who can't speak and he can't hear what he's saying is Trumos the Truma? The Truma shouldn't be a good Truma. It's a good Kasha.
He says he can't do it for Machshava.
No, Brocha, he can't say Brocha for Machshava. No, Truma you can do for Machshava, they're separating.
Shmachvodot has to be a Brocha.
You have to say something.
You have to say something. You can think something. He can think to himself.
That's all about the Kriya. So I found the Kivay.
Even if the Ramush
right.
But
from the Gemara, we'll come to that. But the Gemara sounds like the Gemara only says. We're going to come to that. But the Gemara is mashmal. If it's there only because it's the bracha is rabbanon. That's what we're going to come to. So I found it. Reb Kivega brings this question. Hikshili chacham echad. A chacham echad asking this question from this Gemara on the Mizrachi. Kivega. The Emma says, I saw in Derech Emuna from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He asked this question and he stays by Akasha. And he doesn't bring Rabbi Kivega. He doesn't bring it. Rabbi Kivega brings down Hikshili Chochom Echad, and Rabbi Kivega has the Teretz. And I want to tell you the Teretz, it's Mamash, it's on the lines which you're saying, but we're going to explain it. Says Rabbi Kivega, Gevaldig Epshat. Really, you have to understand. How does it make sense that a brocha which a person makes, if the brocha would be deiraisa, then it's ma'akiv the mitzvah? That means if I didn't say the brocha, if the brochas would be deiraisa, as Mashal from the Gemara, it's ma'akiv the mitzvah. The Tosfos Rosh Taka there in Brocha says, that's what it seems like in this Gemara. If a person forgot to say a Brocha on a Mitzvah, if the Brocha would be Deiraisa, it would be Ma'ak of the Mitzvah. How is that possible? So Rabbi Kivega brings a Rashi. Rashi in Brochas there says, when the Gemara says Brochas is Midrabonon, so the Gemara, Rashi says, how do I know Brochas is Midrabonon? So Rashi brings me a Gemara in Pesachim, which the Gemara says, Kol HaBrochos Mevorech Alein Oivel HaSiyosan. All Brochas a person says, he has said before the Mitzvah. How does that come of it? Over last yosem. We're talking about brochas and midrabonon. What's over last yosem? How's that coming here? Says Rabbi Kivega Pshatazazi. Says Rabbi Kivega. The whole understanding, how to understand that if a brocha would be the eraisa, would be ma'ak of the mitzvah, that's only if it would be a brocha before the mitzvah. If the brocha is before the mitzvah, So I could say it's part of the mitzvah. So if bracha would be the eraisa, you didn't do part of the mitzvah, you're missing part of the mitzvah. Because you're supposed to say a bracha before the mitzvah, that's part of the mitzvah. That say a bracha and then do the mitzvah. So if you didn't do the bracha, you didn't do the mitzvah properly. That's very good if the bracha is before the mitzvah. So if the bracha is before the mitzvah, then if it would be the eraisa, it would be ma'ak of the mitzvah. Only because it's midrash rabbanon, the Gemara says, it's not ma'ak of the mitzvah. Says Rabbi Kivege, that's very good by a normal bracha. All Bekesa mitzvahs have to be over Lassi Yosam. However, over here, this bracha of the Maral and the Mizrahi, the Shvach V'Hidur. When do you say the Shvach V'Hidur? After you've given the Trumas and Masters. After you've given the Trumas and Masters, says Rabbi Kivege, even if it be the Eraisa, that's not going to be Ma'akir the mitzvah. Once you've done the mitzvah, you can't tell me that afterwards I'm going to reverse the mitzvah and say I wasn't here to the mitzvah of Mafreya. I've done the mitzvah. I've got Chiv Shvach V'Hidur. Even if that Shvach V'Hidur is the Eraisa, that's not going to be Ma'akir the mitzvah. Smelis says Rabbi Kivege is Gevaldig. So just to summarize what we have three shittas how to learn the Mishnah of Leshachachtim Levarechach. We have a machlokes to show in first of all which bracha we're discussing. Are we discussing the bracha achreina of Bikis Hamozen, me and Sholish, that's the Ritzvah and the Shittim Kibetis. However, Rashi and other Rishonim learn, no, we're talking about the bracha on Afroshas Trumas and Masus. So then we had the question, the bracha of Afroshas Trumas and Masus, that's Lechor only Midrabonon. So we say Asmachta Ba'alma, you're right, only Midrabonon, it's Asmachta Ba'alma. However, according to the Mizrahi and according to the Maral, no, there is some element of something over here which is deraisa. What's deraisa? Not the bracha itself, nuscha bracha, to give shvach v'edor, that's the chiv deraisa. So we had two gemoras shver, one gemora Shema Malchus, which we answered the tzlach, and then we had the other gemora, the gemora in Tesvov, where it also seems like it's only midrabanon, what's the deraisa? And now we had Rabbi Kivege to answer, no, there is it's about the deraisa, but even that deraisa, that can't be ma'ak of the mitzvah. Now it's interesting, on this gemora, which we mentioned, where the Gemara's mashmad, if brachos would be deraisa, then it's ma'ak of the mitzvah. So Rabbi Chonav, they bring down from Rabbi Chonav Asman, he asked a gewaldige question. You know, remember, earlier we said that there's one Bikis HaMitzvahs, which is deraisa, which is Bikis HaMitzvah, Bikis HaTorah. Bikis HaTorah is a bracha which is deraisa. So it comes according to this Gemara, if a person doesn't say Bikis HaTorah in the morning, he can learn the whole day, he's not yotzei his mitzvah. Yet, a gewaldige chiddush. A person can learn the whole day, he didn't say Bikis HaTorah in the morning, you haven't got a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Some say according to that, it's very geshmak. We know the famous Gemara in the Dorim, where the Gemara says that, Al Ozvam et Terosi, Shloi Bichu Ba Torah Tchila. So why Shloi Bichu Ba Torah Tchila? Is that considered that the Ozvam et Terosi? It's very geshmak. Because if you didn't say the bracha in the morning, you can learn all day. It's Ozvam et Terosi. You're not Mekayim your mitzvah. You weren't Mekayim your mitzvah of Bikis HaTorah, of Limud HaTorah, if you didn't say a bracha in the morning. It's Takim Ha'akiv. Oh, but it's a big chiddush takim. Oh, Rabbi Chon asks, this is a really deep question. So comes out, if a person doesn't make Bikis HaTorah in the morning, there shouldn't be an Issa to learn. Because you're not Mekayim the mitzvah anyway. So why is there Issa to learn without saying Bikis HaTorah? I'm anyway not Mekayim my mitzvah.
Maybe he's still got the chiyuv to make the bracha, that's why he can't learn.
Huh?
Maybe he can't learn because he's got the chiyuv to make the bracha still.
Because he's still got the chiyuv to make the bracha. Okay. I just want to finish off by saying, on this pasuk, Lo'avati mitzvah Yisrachu v'lo shachachti, there's an interesting pshat I saw from the Arvei Nachal. He brings down that there's a medrash in Parshas Ekev where the medrash says if a person gives trumas and masters, so he's guaranteed that his field won't have any mice. It's guaranteed that his field, the mice will be protected. We know today there's a skula, they have a picture of the. There's a medrash which tells us the skula from mice that they shouldn't eat up your field is if a person gives trumas and masters. And it's not the Gemara, which Gemara said in Hurrius, that what's called, if a person eats from something which the mice have bitten into, it's kosher l'shikha. It's kosher l'shikha, a person must forget his learning, if a person eats something which the mice have bitten into. So that's pshat in the posuk, derech remez. Lo yovati mi mitzvah yisechel, talking about a person who's coming to vidui masters, I've done everything I need to do, I've given afroshas trumas masters. So if I've given afroshas trumas masters, I'm protected that the mice are not coming into my field because I've given trumas and masters. So therefore, leshachochti. Therefore, I'll be zeicher that I won't forget my learning because now it's not kosher l'shikcha because my food is guaranteed. There's no mice biting into it, so there's no kosher l'shikcha. Another small thing. Before I finish, I'd like to say we got this week the parsha of the Teichocha. 98 klolos which Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Klal Yisrael. So. Parshas B'chukos, we have 49. His double, 98. Why Dafka double? It seems like something of his. Then some say more klolos. It's double the amount of 49, which is a pashat b'chol kosei. So the Kliyoka says the Givaldi Gipshat. He says, what's the difference? Why do we have to have two sets of klolos? Pashat b'chol kosei and over here. What's the two sets? The Ramban pashat b'chol kosei has all arichas about it. The Kliyoka suggests, pashat b'chol kosei, that was when, before Klal Yisrael, when Mekabal on themselves arvos. Kol Yisrael arevim and zeh lo zeh, everyone, one is responsible for another. That was before. Arvos was said of him. Only when it came to Arvos Moav, that's when one was responsible for another. Beforehand, everyone is given to themselves. I do an aver, I get punished. I won't get punished for somebody else's aver. There wasn't the call of Kol Yisrael arevim zeh lo zeh. So Memela, there was 49 clauses. And there it said, Veloshen Rabim. The whole Pashat B'chol Kosei is all Loshen Rabim. Why? Because only the whole Klal Yisrael will do an Avera, only then they'll get punished. If one person will do an Avera, the other person won't get punished. If everyone does an Avera, then you can say they'll get punished because one is not responsible for another. Whereas over here in Pashat Kisovo, everything is Loshen Yochid. Why is everything Loshen Yochid? Im lo yisishma, if you won't listen to yisishmu, Pshat is because now, after they came into the bris of Avis Moyov, one is responsible for another. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lo Zeh. So even if one single person does an Avera, somebody else can be punished. Klal Yisrael can be punished, like we find by Ochon. One person did an Avera, whole Klal Yisrael got punished. So Mele, one is responsible for another. So that's why it says all Loshen Yochid. Mele says the Kiryoka, that's why it says also there's a double Klolus, to tell us that one is responsible for another. So there is 49 Klolus, or we can double to 98, that you get punished for your Chavar as well. So Mele, it's double the Klolus. So Mele, now the Klolus are impassions. In Parshas Kisovei, where it's after Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lo Zeh, it says in the Loshen Yochid, that's why it's double up. The same thing for Ket. The person does a mitzvah, and his mitzvah is mashpi on somebody else. So also he gets his chav k'neged kulam. So a person taker who learns from here and he's mashpi on others, he gets his chav k'neged kulam. The Eibush taker helps him, as we should have. Ksiv v'chasim etoyva, and a good kibben shtiyo.